This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Media preview days are in full swing now at the North American International Auto Show. Over 5,000 reporters from all over the world have converged on Cobo Center, and that includes Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So let's start with your piece in today's news, looking ahead to the end of this month when Fiat takes total control of Chrysler, and you had CEO Sergio Marchionne saying, the location of the headquarters for the combined companies doesn't matter, and to that you say?
Yeah, it does in this town. I mean, the identity of Detroit has long been tied up with being the home to its automakers and the corporate headquarters and all that goes along with that, whether it's jobs and leadership in an industry or community involvement and civic support of various philanthropic causes. It's a big deal. And Chrysler clearly has been a company that's been jerked around by various owners, starting with the Germans from Stuttgart and then the Cerberus Sharpies from New York. And now they've gotten into this situation with Sergio, which I think is in a lot of ways very positive. His argument really is that the way they manage a modern company today, the senior leadership is moving all over the world, and that's true. I don't think there's any question about it. And what really matters is where the shares of the combined company are going to be listed. And he pretty much indicated this week that it's likely to be New York.
Okay.
But whatever does come out of this decision from the Fiat Chrysler board, really the Fiat board, at the end of the month, it is going to look different than certainly General Motors as a headquarters here or Ford as a headquarters here.
Really? Well, we saw Governor Snyder at the auto show yesterday, and it's kind of interesting. It sounds like he's tactfully trying to not annoy Marchionne by being too pushy about wanting to keep the headquarters in Michigan, but clearly wanting it to be in Michigan.
Oh, no question. I had an opportunity to interview him yesterday, and I asked him about it, and he was typically a little vague about it, but was willing to concede that he has had a private conversation with Marchionne about it. And I happen to know that key people in the state economic development organization have been lobbying them for some period of time. So, you know, they are comforted by the fact that if it ends up that you've kind of got a transatlantic kind of headquarters situation, they can deal with that. But I think it will be a win if, in fact, the shares are listed in New York and the preponderance of the company is really in Auburn Hills.
Let's go over to GM. How do you think new CEO Mary Barra is doing in the auto show spotlight?
A little tentative. I think she's been managed pretty closely. I mean, had a four-minute scrum where, you know, people were knocking each other over, and you know, no one could get to her and really get a question in edgewise. Compared to Marchionne, as an example, who does hour-long roundtables. I mean, literally an hour long. And then when the roundtable is over and they're right on the clock, then he gets scrummed in the middle, in the front of the room. So now, you know, it's not really a fair comparison because he's been in this spotlight for some period of time, both as the Fiat CEO and now as the Chrysler CEO. And Mary, I think, the risk is they don't want to overexpose her or get her too far out over her skis, so to speak, before she really gets into the job. So I don't think you can be too hard on them in terms of the way they've kind of managed her access and her introduction. But clearly she's been of the CEOs here, and there's always a couple who are stars. She's been the star of the show. I don't think there's any question about it.
And certainly, let's just look at GM. Certainly what a difference 5 years makes when you think no more government ownership and back from the brink of death and winning both car and truck of the year honors and, you know, the list goes on, delivering 15 newer refreshed models this year.
Oh, it's remarkable. And, you know, I was thinking about this morning, actually, as I was mapping out another piece. You know, Dan Akerson leaves today and leaves Mary with a very, very different company. You can add to that list. They're going to pay a dividend again.
Yep.
You know, they're not, as you said, not in government motors. They've got 30-some billion dollars in cash. This is a very different company that she is taking over and in a very different position, and really position to run, I think. The product development, to your point, is really doing well. Their products are getting a lot of critical acclaim.
And that was really because of her. And then what are your thoughts as far as the team of Mary and new product development chief Mark Royce, who took her old spot?
Well, I've tested this thought out on people inside the company, too. I mean, I think this is a best available athlete strategy by the board and Dan Akerson, you know, saying who are our best people and how can we set this team up to kind of achieve what we need to achieve. And I think if you tick through them real quickly, Mary is viewed as somebody who's a team builder and is more of a uniter and gets people working together, and that's very critical in the modern auto industry. The days of the autocratic star are really, I think, pretty much past in this industry. Mark Royce is very much a car guy's car guy, and I think a lot of people believe that the move that he got to that job, it makes a lot of sense. And Dan Ammann, as president, who will be running overseeing the regions around the world, has a lot of credibility on Wall Street. So I think they wanted to be able to telegraph to the street, you know, steady as she goes, the discipline you've seen financially here, you're going to continue to see coming from General Motors. We don't intend to backslide and get into some of the bad old habits. The final point I would make is that of the three people, two of them have spent their whole careers at General Motors, Mary and Mark, and I think they're some of the few so-called lifers, and some people don't like that term, but who have gone through the fire, come out the other side, but come out on top.
Another story coming out of the auto show is how the automakers are serving up performance like that Car of the Year Corvette, but with a very careful eye on those tough new federal fuel economy standards on the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Ford F-150 story this week is all about the aluminum underneath the skin, and they're saving about 700 pounds, depending on how the vehicle is equipped, per vehicle. That's a sizable amount of weight saving. So really what you have is first blush, and I've actually seen some media reports that have said, oh, they're talking about horsepower again in Detroit. The people don't get it. Well, no, you don't get it, essentially. What's going on is, yeah, you have a Corvette there, but you also have a Corvette that in seventh gear gets 30 miles a gallon.
Wow.
You have massive improvements in fuel economy coming not just from the EcoBoost engines in a Ford pickup, but also from the naturally aspirated engines that are driving Chevy pickups. Fuel economy is a really important story, and you see it in every segment. The other thing that you see here is a real de-emphasis on electric vehicles. What's happened is they're really not catching on to the marketplace. It was less than 3% of the market this past year. And part of that is because people are seeing that, geez, these internal combustion engines, more diesels, more traditional kinds of powertrains are getting better and better and more efficient and more efficient. So you're seeing much bigger gains in the engineering and on the technology side. And I think you're going to continue to see that because these federal fuel economy regs are going to get tougher and tougher as we go forward.
And people can have their trucks. You can have your Ram 1500 pickup. You can have your Chevy Colorado and GMC Canyon. So, yep, you can do it and still be green.
That's exactly right.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House, thanks for checking in from the auto show for us.
Thank you.